is it not even 8? It should be at least 9 or 10. Guess it doesn't help that the curtains are open. Especially with that sun right in my face. You really should have closed them last night. Yes, you. You were the last one in bed. I was already way too comfortable to get back up. Granted, I never asked you to shut them, but that doesn't matter. Whatever. It's too late now. So, how'd you sleep? Was it really that bad sleeping with me? Because if it was, there's always the pullout. See? I told you it wouldn't be that bad. You were definitely overreacting last night. Yes, you were. It took me like 5 minutes to convince you to get in. You're just lucky I didn't give up. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have a girlfriend right now. What would you rather have? A girlfriend, or a bed to yourself? Exactly. Well, in that case, I think you made the right choice. I would have done the same. Yeah, I would have. Totally done the same thing. Maybe. I don't even know. Honestly, I would have been just as nervous as you. I'm glad I wasn't the one in your position. Hey, take it as a compliment. I'm just saying that you have more guts than I do. I probably would have just insisted on the pullout. Really? You're calling me a dork? Who am I even talking to right now? Since when did you think you could just start teasing me? I don't remember giving you permission. Only I can do that. Maybe someday I can give you that privilege. But for now, you're the only person who can get made fun of. I don't want to hear it. It's just the way things have to be. I don't make the rules. Well, I kind of do, but you know, I'll change them when I feel like it. And when that could be, I don't know. Here, you know what? How about I'll think about it and then get back to you? How does that sound? Hey, you're lucky I'm even thinking about it. I'm trying to be open-minded here. Good. I'm glad we could settle that fairly quickly. I'm surprised considering how insistent you can be. Do I really have to remind you of last night? I mean, if that wasn't insistent, I don't know what is. Not saying it's a bad thing. It's just that when you're wrong, it can be pretty hard to convince you otherwise. Yeah, I did, sure, but that's only because I know how to. I've kind of cracked the code when it comes to swaying your opinion. Believe me, from all that time you spent hanging out at our house, I picked up a thing or two about you. That being one of them. It's why you always seem to be on the losing end when we get into arguments. It's not because you're bad or can't think of a good comeback. It's because I'm always 10 steps ahead of you. Maybe I'll be generous enough to let you win one of these times, but I guess we'll have to see. No promises, though. I don't know about you, but I'm still pretty tired. I kind of slept awful, not gonna lie. Ah, speak for yourself. I didn't fall asleep until like 2 a.m. I always have a tough time sleeping when I'm away from home like this. I don't know why, though. It's really weird. Guess I'm just so used to my normal bed. Throws me out of rhythm. Well, luckily, it's only 8. I bet those guys are still asleep. We probably still have a good amount of time before we actually have to do anything. I don't know about you, but honestly, I think I just want to stay in bed. I don't really feel like getting up. I'm glad you feel the same. Hey, where are you going? Thought you said you wanted to stay in bed. Coffee? No, you don't need coffee. You can have some later. Plus, hotel coffee sucks. It'd probably be way better to get some at the cafe instead. Come on, please. Can we just lie down for a little bit longer? Okay, good. I didn't really want you to leave. Didn't take too long convincing you this time. Guess you weren't too hesitant to change your mind. Just admit it. You didn't want to leave, did you? The sweet sound of silence. Think I've already got my answer. What? No, we're not going back to sleep. I'm already too awake for that. It'd be pointless to try. What do you mean, why? I thought I made it obvious. Don't you remember last night? Before we both fell asleep? Well, let me remind you. Here, move a little closer. You're way too far over. Oh, and move your arms too. You should know the drill at this point. Why are you acting so shocked? We were just cuddling a little bit last night too. You look almost stunned. And the cheeks are getting red too? Jeez, looks like I really struck a chord. Oh, come on. Don't act like you didn't expect this. This is your fault for not seeing it coming. Time to prepare? For what? This? Absolutely not. Now that I know how flustered you can get, I might just have to do this more often. And don't tell me you don't like it. From the way you're hugging my arms, I can safely say you're not too against it. Hey, why'd you stop? No, I thought it was nice. Go right ahead. I think it's only fair, considering that I've been doing the same to you this entire time as well. Plus, what's the point of cuddling if only one person does the cuddling? Kinda defeats the purpose, you know? And also, doesn't it just feel nice to hug someone? In my opinion, it feels just as good as receiving it, if not better. Well, it shows that you really care for someone. And I don't know if you can tell, but I kinda care about you. Just a little bit. You know, you're lucky, because I was about to squeeze you even tighter, but I have a feeling you wouldn't know how to handle that. Your face is already red as is. I wonder how many shades it would change if I did decide to go through with it. Unless... I'm just kidding. That's the last time I'll tease you. I promise. Well, at least for right now anyway. What? You look disappointed. Oh, don't tell me you didn't want me to stop. well, that's good to know. I had a feeling you'd say that. I don't know, lucky guess. That look on your face totally didn't give away anything. What can I say? Like I said before, I've picked up a few things about you. Well, I'm glad. I enjoy messing with you as much as you like getting messed with. It's kind of nice how it works like that. Looks like I ended up with the right person. Couldn't ask for anyone else. I mean, it's hard to ask for anyone else when you're already with the best. I really can't imagine there being a person better than you, let alone find someone. It's kind of funny now that I think about it. I always used to hate when my brother would bring his friends over. I don't know why, but they always seemed to bother me for no apparent reason. All it would have taken was for me to tell him and his friends to screw off, and we would never have met each other. Very grateful I was raised with the gift of patience. Although, I guess I have no one to thank except him on that one. That's the one thing I can safely say he's actually helped me with. You know how long it's been? Since we met? It has to be at least a year or two now. Jeez, has it really been that long? Feels like forever ago. Time flies. And to think, all of that led up to this. I really lucked out, didn't I? I really did. Wait, what? How are they awake already? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Coming! Hold on! Well, that sucks. I mean, we're on vacation. Why is anyone up this early anyway? Well, at least we're still in bed. Not pounding on our friend's door at 8 in the morning. Hey, same time tomorrow? If we happen to be awake. Perfect. Sounds good to me. I honestly couldn't imagine a better way to wake up in the morning. Oh, and one more thing. At least for the time being, let's just keep this between us, okay? I think it'd be better to surprise them all at once. When the time comes eventually. I guess we'll have to see. Don't worry, I'll know when we should. No need to doubt me. Okay, now shut up before they hear us. This can't really be much of a secret, though, if they can hear us from the other side of the door. What? What could be so important you have to say it right this second? All right, well, it better be good. Okay, that was good. Now I really don't want to leave this room. All right, we'll talk later. Promise. But until then... I know. I'm on my way.